Hi, my name is John McClellan. I'm a partner evangelist for Microsoft's Developer and Platform Evangelism team. I'm based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and joining me today here is David McAgon.
Yes.
Did I get it right this time?
You got it
Very
right.
Good. David is with RDA, based in Atlanta, correct? You're an Atlanta-based resource?
Well, actually, I'm out of Northern Virginia.
But, Northern Virginia, but you cover it.
You work think with, I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, because of some of the guys that you work with on our team. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Okay. Well, I've been doing this software development thing for over 20 years. Over the past several years, focusing on .NET technologies. Really have a passion for the server side and how things come together off the desktop, but certainly on the desktop, how you bring that experience to the desktop in an efficient way.
So are you primarily a C-sharp developer, VB developer?
Mm-hmm. Primarily C-sharp.
Yeah. C-sharp developer. And you've been working with cloud computing now, specifically our Azure platform, for how long?
Probably 8 months.
For about 8 months now. Yeah. So you've been in it quite almost from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'd like for you to maybe take a minute and share with us probably what are the three top questions that you get around cloud computing today when you go into an account?
I would say the top three questions are about pricing, right? Which just a couple of months ago they released the pricing model, which is the unit-based, consumption-based model. They talk about security in the cloud, and they talk about tooling. You know, how do we prepare our developers? How do we maintain what's in the cloud? What's different about it? Well, from a cost perspective, I think larger corporations that have a product or a service to sell are really not interested in being an IT shop. So the first question they ask is, what's my outlay for servers? I don't want to buy servers. If it's anything that's really important, they have redundancy and failover, and so they're starting to scale out to a lot of systems and worry about redundant connections.
Taking up a lot of square footage in the data center.
Right, and then some more IT staff to manage all that. So the Azure platform offers them the ability to not worry about that. I mean, within a matter of days, you can have things provisioned and start showing what an application platform would look like. I mean, their app wouldn't be done in a couple of days, but certainly the platform can be provisioned.
You really start addressing that business need by, you know, developing on the requirements of the application, mm-hmm. being addressed without thinking about, well, I've got XYZ servers I got to build, you know, purchase. I've got, you know, obviously to think about what's that, how's that going to basically conform to our policies and procedures within our business. Mapping those out, getting the IT staff on board and so forth. This this short circuits it in, to some extent, the ability to get up and running. So then security. Everybody brings up security. As I've heard it said, it's going to be like anything. Trust is going to have to come over time. How do you handle this whole security conversation?
Well, I think it's the same question if you're hosting your database on a dedicated server. People ask, what's the security model? I mean, you still have your data there, or you still have your services hosted somewhere. So in this case, it's a virtual machine, right? You provision two or three instances. A virtual machine is spun up on a particular machine. You own that space for that period of time, and there's the same security concerns as if you had it on your own machine. It's your code. It's data that might be sitting there. I don't think there's anything particularly insecure about it. It's not like somebody can walk in and take the box away.
So, but still, you know, people will have to reach after, put their toe in the water, get a little bit of feel. And do you recommend sort of a walk before you run mentality in terms of cloud computing?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in the birds of a feather discussion yesterday, several people coming up and asking that very question. Should I move this new system I have? Should we go straight to building it all in the cloud? Or we have this old system. How do we migrate it all to the cloud? And there's all these concerns, and they were asking all these questions about what am I going to run into when I move this piece, when I move that piece, how do I deal with performance issues. I don't necessarily think you have to move everything into the cloud. The way Azure's set up, you could take advantage of just one small piece and get used to the platform. And that's what I did with this most recent client. They have their data on premises, and they have many, many legacy systems tied to that data. So the last thing they want to worry about right now is moving that data and changing the interface to all these legacy systems, their internal call order processing staff, their call center. They don't want to redo anything. Right now they want everything working there. What they wanted to do is introduce their product ordering mechanism to their end users directly. So we took one piece of the puzzle. We built their front end out, a Silverlight front end, hosted in Azure. We picked a select few customers to pilot this application so that they weren't putting, they didn't feel like they were putting themselves at risk. I mean, they weren't.
They put all their eggs in one basket.
Right. There was no risk there anyway, but from a confidence perspective, from a validation perspective, take a few customers, let them experience this user interface, and as they grow their customer base, they can always scale out with the, just go online, change the instance count, go two servers, four servers, and use the capacity as needed.
They can phase in their customer base little by little, grow their presence there. They bring on new customers. They can continue to scale in the direction that they need to go in order to support that. That's awesome.
And they have been slowly and incrementally adding features month over month, just tuning and tweaking.
And this gave them the opportunity to, I guess, build that trust and that confidence factor in as well. They mitigate risk somewhat, obviously, but yet they realize the future of their company and their differentiator from a business perspective is that the closer that they can bring that data and that capability to their customer, the happier that customer is going to be, which is going to be a win for the customer and a win for the company.
Sure.
That's awesome.
And I also think that once you see it in action, I mean, it's one thing to talk about the cloud, but once you see a product operational, it doesn't look anything different than if you hosted it.
You have no idea where it's running, really.
At some other company where you rent or own the box and you pay for the network connection and the rack space and you put it up. There's no difference. The app runs like it would run anywhere.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. It's a great way to think about it. I think it's an almost inherent feeling that if we move it into the cloud that there would be some sort of behavioral difference, but the experience is uniform across the board.
And the other thing is, when they realize they don't have to worry about purchasing another server license, they're not thinking about how many copies of Windows Server 2008 do we have, or do we have to update the drivers, do we have to do a maintenance window. The maintenance windows are taken care of
for them
automatically.
Yeah, right.
And there's notifications that'll come out.
Like the alerting system.
Right, doing a maintenance at this particular time, systems might be down for a short period of time. Through the CTP over the past 8 months, in the beginning, I think the maintenance cycles were a little more frequent and
shaking out the kinks.
Right, but now, there's really not many at all.
The third point that you mentioned, going back to, so we talked about money, we talked about security. Hi, my name is John McClellan. I'm a partner evangelist for Microsoft's developer and platform evangelism team. I'm based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and joining me today here is David McAgon.
Yes.
Did I get it right this time?
You got it
pretty
right.
Good. David is with RDA, based in Atlanta, correct? You're an Atlanta-based resource?
Well, actually, I'm out of Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia, but you cover
you work think with, I was in Atlanta.
Yeah, because of some of the guys that you work with on our team. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
Okay. Well, I've been doing this software development thing for over 20 years. Over the past several years, focusing on .NET technologies. Really have a passion for the server side and how things come together off the desktop, but certainly on the desktop, how you bring that experience to the desktop in an efficient way.
So are you primarily a C-sharp developer, VB developer?
Mm-hmm. Primarily C-sharp.
Yeah. C-sharp developer. And you've been working with cloud computing now, and specifically our Azure platform, for how long?
Probably 8 months.
For about 8 months now. Yeah. So you've been in it quite almost from the beginning. I'd like for you to maybe take a minute and share with us probably what are the three top questions that you get around cloud computing today when you go into an account?
I would say the top three questions are about pricing, right? Which just a couple of months ago, they released the pricing model, which is the unit-based, consumption-based model. They talk about security in the cloud, and they talk about tooling. How do we prepare our developers? How do we maintain what's in the cloud? What's different about it? Well, from a cost perspective, I think larger corporations that have a product or a service to sell are really not interested in being an IT shop. So the first question they ask is, what's my outlay for servers? I don't want to buy servers. If it's anything that's really important, they have redundancy and failover, and so they're starting to scale out to a lot of systems and worry about redundant connections.
Taking up a lot of square footage in the data center.
Right, and then some more IT staff to manage all that So the Azure platform offers them the ability to not worry about that. I mean, within a matter of days, you can have things provisioned and start showing what an application platform would look like. I mean, their app wouldn't be done in a couple of days, but certainly the platform can be provisioned.
Immediately start addressing that business need by, you know, developing on the requirements of the application, mm-hmm. being addressed without thinking about, well, I've got XYZ servers I got to build, you know, purchase. I've got, you know, obviously to think about what's that, how's that going to basically conform to our policies and procedures within our business, mapping those out, getting the IT staff on board and so forth. This mm-hmm. this short circuits it in, to some extent. The ability to get up and running. So then security. Everybody brings up security. As I've heard it said, it's going to be like anything. Trust is going to have to come over time. How do you handle this whole security conversation?
Well, I think it's the same question if you're hosting your database on a dedicated server. People ask, what's the security model? I mean, you still have your data there or you still have your services hosted somewhere. So in this case, it's a virtual machine. Right, you provision two or three instances. A virtual machine is spun up on a particular machine. You own that space for that period of time, and there's the same security concerns as if you had it on your own machine. It's your code. It's data that might be sitting there. I don't think there's anything particularly insecure about it. It's not like somebody can walk in and take the box away.
But still, you know, people will have to reach out there, put their toe in the water, get a little bit of feel. And do you recommend sort of a walk before you run mentality in terms of cloud computing?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in the Birds of a Feather discussion yesterday, several people coming up and asking that very question. Should I move this new system I have? Should we go straight to building it all in the cloud? Or we have this old system. How do we migrate it all to the cloud? And there's all these concerns, and they were asking all these questions about what am I going to run into when I move this piece, when I move that piece? How do I deal with performance issues? I don't necessarily think you have to move everything into the cloud. The way Azure is set up, you can take advantage of just one small piece and get used to the platform. And that's what I did with this most recent client. They have their data on premises, and they have many, many legacy systems tied to that data. So the last thing they want to worry about right now is moving that data and changing the interface to all these legacy systems. Their internal call order processing staff, their call center. They don't want to redo anything. Right now they want everything working there. What they wanted to do is introduce their product ordering mechanism to their end users directly. So we took one piece of the puzzle. We built their front end out, a Silverlight front end, hosted in Azure. We picked a select few customers to pilot this application so that they didn't feel like they were putting themselves at risk. I mean, they weren't.
They put all their eggs in one basket.
Right.
They,
there was no risk there anyway. Yeah. But from a confidence perspective, from a validation perspective, take a few customers, let them experience this user interface. And as they grow their customer base, they can always scale out with the just go online, change the instance count. You know, go to two servers, four servers, and use the capacity as needed.
They can phase in their customer base little by little,
right.
grow their presence there. They bring on new customers. They can continue to scale in the direction that they need to go in order to support that. That's
right.
Awesome.